You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Stay Woke by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
Well, let's get into the Word of God. Amen. I believe God imparted something in my heart, and I've been meditating on some for a while. I'm going to share this with you on tonight because I believe that we're in a season as believers. We have to have an awareness. We got to understand and discern what is actually going on. And so many things are happening. As you turn in the news, you hear crazy stuff. People have lost their mind. And so as believers, we have to discern and realize times have changed. And it's not business as usual. But God has placed us on this planet for such a time as this. And so we are children of the Most High God. We've been given authority. And we need to realize Satan hates everything that God has created. So just because you breathe, he hates you. Even if you ain't saved, you say, well, I just leave that attack to the believers. No, he's after the unsaved too. You need to realize that because you're made in the image of God, and anything that God creates, Satan hates. So as a believer, I want to bring a word to you that you have to stay woke. Amen. You got to stay woke. Amen. Tell your neighbor, look at your brother and say, are you woke? You have to stay woke. Amen. You got to stay woke. You know, the kids been doing this and saying that, well, are you woke? We saw that word regarding the Black Lives Matter and social injustice and social awareness. And so I want to take that word and that phrase that they've been saying and apply to us as kingdom citizens, as believers, that we have to have a kingdom awareness. We have to have a spiritual discernment of our authority and of our power. And so we have to stay woke so Satan does not come into our lives and kill and steal and destroy things that are dear to us. Amen. We are like the sons of Issachar. That's 1 Chronicles 12:32. We discern times and seasons so we know what to do. I don't know about y'all, but that's been so heavy on me. I just believe I'm supposed to know the time and the season, what to do. That I shouldn't walk up and stuff and like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know what's going on. I believe I'm supposed to know. I'm supposed to have a word of knowledge about what's going on with my family, what's going on regarding my finances, what's going on regarding a situation that I'm keep getting resistance and opposition. And God gave me a word about something, but it's not unfolding like I expected it to unfold. And I shouldn't be like, oh my God, what's going on? No, I need to know what's going on because I need to know what weapon I need to use. I need to know how I'm supposed to handle it. Psalms 82. Let's go from the first verse to the seventh. Says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among gods. That's little g's, gods. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. We are the mighty children of the Most High God. We have the spirit of might on the inside of us. Amen. We're mighty on this planet, on this earth. That's us. So God stands in the midst of us. And he judgeth among the gods. That's the little g's. You don't have your Bible, you need to scoot over to somebody else and say, can I read along with you? Because otherwise, when you hear the word God, you know, you're not going to understand there's a big G and a little G. And you'll think these people are crazy, but the scriptures talks about a little G. So turn, look at the person next to you, say, what's up, little G? And it makes sense we're little G's because we're made in the image of God. That's Genesis 1, 26 through 28. We're made in the image of God, in his likeness. So that means that we're made in his image. We are his offsprings. We're in a relationship. We're in a family of God. So when people are made like in the image, like Kendra is made in my image. Everyone says she is a mini you. She looks like you. Why? Because that's my child. Me and Solomon don't have any resemblance. He's of the dog family. Right? We understand that. You know, even though when we go take him to PetSmart, they say, Solomon Bailey? I'm like, man, nobody gave birth to that dog. I don't understand why you gave him my last name. But I didn't go into the hospital to have him. But they gave him our last name. But even though he had our last name, he's not of us. So he's not been born of me. So he does not look like me. But I think he acts like my husband. Nah, he's hyper. Well, he was hyper. And Herbert Bailey is hyper. Well, he was hyper, just like Sullivan. So we're little G's because we made in the image of God. All right? So he said, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah, think about that. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye, you are gods. So handle it. Handle what's going on. Defend people. Help the fatherless. Do justice. Help the needy and the afflicted. Deliver the poor. Just don't give them a handout. Show them how to manage their finances. Show them how that God will prosper them. Show them how that God has cursed lack and that God will bless the work of them hands. He said, deliver them. He said, rid them out of the hand of the wicked. He said, they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on the dark. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. And we know everything's out of course right now. I have said, you guys, all your children of the Most High, that's talking about us, but ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes if we don't stay woke. We're going to die like just average people. And God has not called us to live average. We're going to die like natural people, but God has not called us to have natural lives and natural experience. He's called us to live a supernatural life and have a spiritual experience. But the only way we will have that supernatural life and a spiritual experience if we stay woke. So we must stay woke and be open to God using us to bring kingdom justice. And not just justice regarding our personal interests. But I'm concerned about my neighbors. And I'm concerned about my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm concerned about what's going on in the city of Columbia. I'm concerned about what's going on in the state of South Carolina. So he said, God said, I want you to stay woke and look towards me and be open to me speaking to you. And telling you what to do, how to do, and how to function regarding kingdom justice. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. So staying woke means we got to be sober. We have to be sober, sound thinking. Yeah. Disciplined in our behavior. Yeah, we can't just go ham, go wild. I'm gonna handle it. They should never step up to me. I'm gonna let them know who they messing with. They don't know I'm crazy. Discipline in behavior. Sound thinking. You just can't cuss people out. That's not reflecting sound thinking. We got to exercise self-control. That's sober. And we have to be sensible. So being sober as believers, staying woke, I got to be sensible in my thinking that I got to take moments and I just can't respond off the fly. I can't respond just, and say whatever I want to say. I got to ask God, how do I need to respond to this? How do I need to respond to this? What do I need to do? What are my instructions this season? You're dealing with the same old thing over and over again. So that means there must be an answer that I can give so I can get something different. And so I got to press into God. And I got to say, okay, what do you want me to do? the Lord began to, he gave me some instructions recently, and I said, Lord, I should have kept the, I should have printed these out and put them on my refrigerator. But basically, he was, gave me some instructions like, you know, be quick to hear and slow to speak. And don't, and let things go. Don't get caught up in, you know, tit for tat and, you know, respond in anger. I said, I need to put that printed out when I go home and put it on my refrigerator. Because I sure have not been slow to speak. I've been like responding off the top of my head. And there's a reason, because when God's trying to train you and to function as a kingdom law enforcer, you need to, he needs to know how to handle weapons. Do you want an angry person, a hot-headed person, an emotional person have a 357 Magnum? Why? Because they unpredictable, right? We might even put them in an unstable category. If God were to assess you, take a look at you at how you've been responding this past week, will you be in a stable category or unstable category? And so that's what we have to ask ourselves. We got to be sober so we can handle situations. So we can allow God to speak to us regarding things. I never forget, our Lord woke me up early in the morning, and there's some things that he began to speak to me. And he began to tell me, you know, don't just, when you see the news and you watch the news, don't be like, oh my God, can you understand? I can't believe this happening. He said, I don't understand. Oh, and just talking about it. He says, use the news as bullet points in prayer. When we are staying woke, we understand who we are, that we are functioning as little G's. And so we're no longer just gossiping about the news. Not gossip, just like in amazement, you know, in amazement that you said, what again? Oh, my goodness. So rather getting caught up and become stupefied by what you hear from the news, begin to use it as a bullet point in prayer. Father, I declare, Lord God, you give him the tongue of the learned. Versus, oh my God, what's going on? And so this is where God's bringing his church to this season. That as time gets, as we approach the unveiling and the revealing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming back for the church, we are being positioned to handle things on this planet the way we supposed to have handled them. When Adam gave away those keys, he lost certain things. What happened? And now, through the power of the Word of God and revelation, we are more skilled and have more authority and understanding the Word of God. And God says, now I need you to use your weapon. I need you to function as I created you to function. So he said, I need you to begin sound thinking, discipline your behavior, exercise self-control, serious and sensible, and executing kingdom justice. Kingdom justice, and have an awareness of what's going on, and under having a discerning, is this your will for this person? Is this your will at this moment, Lord God? So we have to have a heightened sense of awareness. A prayer that I pray regularly for myself, that my ears are tuned to the frequency of heaven. And I hear clear, crisp transmission from the throne room. That my eyes function 20/20 vision in the realm of the spirit to discern times and seasons. And my heart is pliable and soft to understand what I see and what I hear. And so because I want to be a thinking person so God can use me efficiently in this season. Come on, lift your hands up right now. Say, Father, I want to be a sober thinking, a woke person, so you can use me effectively in this season. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I believe God will begin to speak to you regarding things that's going on in your neighborhood if you're a walker. He'll begin to put things on your heart to pray. You may not know names and people because you're not that disciplined and mature yet. God won't give you names and the house number. You'll be like, ooh, what they doing? Girl, you don't know. The Lord done showed me. This is going on in 319. I thought they knew the Lord, but they ain't acting like, no, God said, I ain't gonna do you like that just yet. I know you can't handle that high intel information. I'm just going to give you bullet points, and I will impress upon you that this is going on and that's going on. You begin to pray for children. You begin to pray for finances. That don't even belong to you. We got to get out just praying for what we need. Man, I was going to God about some things. He said, Marsha, I already know what you need. I already know what you need. This is what I need you to do. Pick up that pen, go on the internet, and you get the names of the Secretary of Defense. You get the name of the Joint Chief of Staff. You get the name of all these the generals. You get the names of the Secretary of Education. You get the name of these individuals. And I need you to call them out, and I need you to begin to declare my will, my purpose, my plans to funnel through those individuals so the land will be what I designed it to be at this time and season. And stop praying about your land. I got your land if you take care of my land. Amen. Amen. So what did I do? I picked up my pen, went on the internet at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was like, all right, I'm like, I'm gonna trust you on this one. And I start writing down the names of these individuals. God is looking for a man to stand in the gap. Will you stand in a gap for your city? Will you stand in a gap for your state? Will you stand in a gap for a family that you may not even have a relationship with? All you know, you heard something's going on and that you're going to pray the will of God be done and that the hand of the enemy is stopped. Will you stop gossiping about what's going on regarding a sister in Christ, a brother in Christ that you may know and begin to declare the kingdom of God, the will be done, money to be loose, answers to come, the heart of the king to be turned towards that person's favor, rather talking about their calamity, talking about their drama. God is looking for a man and a woman to stand in the gap so justice will be done for that season, for that family, for that city, for that state. And so God said, I want you to stay woke. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 6th verse, said, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Let us be alert. Let us be aware and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. 8th verse of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. But let us who are of the day. Check this out. If you're born again, you're saved, you're of the day. So I like to party at night. No, you're still of the day. Well, I'm not delivered from drinking. You're still of the day. But you can't get delivered. But let us who are of the day be sober, sound thinking, discipline in behavior, exercising self-control, serious and sensible. So those who are of the day, let us be disciplined and not always apologize for stuff we didn't mean to say. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. How many of y'all are real tired of individuals in your life who always have been saying, I didn't mean to? I'm sorry. You're like, you know, we've been talking about this for 10 years and you're still doing it? You want them to be sober, right? Because your patience is going thin in that area. So, but we have to put on that breastplate of faith and love and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13. God said, I want you to conduct yourself of children of the light, children of the day. Just don't be que sera, sera, not walking purposefully, not walking circumspectly, being careless, living on purpose, walking on purpose, every relationship intentional. Everything you're doing is deliberate. That you become a thinking, clear person regarding every element of your life. 1 Peter 1:13, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober, here we go again, and hope to the end. For the grace that is to be brought onto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So you tell your mind, get it together. You're going to be okay. You can't, don't go there. Don't think those thoughts. Be sober. Be involved in your own deliverance mentally. Talk yourself out of having a fit. We, many of us, should have graduated having to make that phone call that you call your own self. Girl, you know, you get yourself together now. You know what he did that's really going to send you over. But when he come home, don't you act like that. You gird up your own mind. You put a girdle. We know what a girdle is. It holds everything in that needs to be kept in, right? Young people don't know about girdles like many of us know. But we know about that miracle bodysuit, right? You got to lay down to put that thing on. I remember the sister got me one, and she gave it to me, and I was like, ain't nobody getting in this. I went home. I tried to put it on, and nothing was coming together. Those snaps were right here. And she was like, no, you lay down. You got somebody pull it. I'm like, you know what? This is a hot mess. What I got going on, I don't need to bring an army and get them involved to pull this thing in. But what it was supposed to do is pull everything in to wrap it up. And some of our thinking, we need to wrap it up. We need to wrap it up. Our negative thinking, we need to wrap it up. Giving people the birds in our mind, we just need to wrap it up. Y'all know some of you are proficient mental bird flashers. I see y'all right up. So that you can have expectation. You know, when you're really thinking about, it's easy. It's really, really easy to get off. When you start thinking about, you know, you start your day off and you're encouraged. You don't confess the word and declare the word and you're feeling good. Then the phone rings. Then you, like, get some negative news. You're like, man, wow, I can't believe that. It takes your breath away. Then you get the mail. You're like, wow. Oh my goodness. Whew. And this, you know, this somebody comes in and says something to you. And before you know it, you're just thinking about all that negative stuff that happened. And you're not thinking about that what God revealed to you, what he told you, how he's going to move on your behalf. You're thinking about what happened. So now you're like, you're feeling bad. You're negative. Somebody tell you something. You're like, I don't understand why they believe that, you know, they're going to get that job. You know, I don't know how all of a sudden you become a negative person because you're thinking negative. So you lost your hope, your expectation. So when that phone rings and a mail comes or somebody says something, you got to wrap your mind. Say, nope, I'm not going there. And there's times when I'm vigilant and I'm believing God for something, and there are some negative things happening. Someone wants to bring me a report. I said, I can't hear it right now. I don't have brain space for bad news. And when you're in a heat of battle, and when you're fighting with everything you have, you may not have brain space for negative news. Guess what? It will wait tomorrow. Amen. So negative news will be there tomorrow on later on that week. But focus on what God has promised. Put your mind, wrap your mind around the word of God. Wrap your mind around what God has spoken to you. How do you do that? By putting it up visually before you.
The term stay woke has become popular to mean stay aware of what's happening around you. Doctors Herbert and Marcia Bailey explains why believers must stay woke, because there's always spiritual warfare happening in the realm of the spirit. There is a real devil, and you must know how to defeat him. Order this powerful message today on CD or DVD. You may also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Stay Woke.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.